Good morning once again. Thanks, everybody, for braving this typically Lithuanian weather. I'm happy to start the 7,110th meeting of the Security Council being called to order. The provisional agenda for this meeting is the situation in Burundi. The agenda is adopted. In accordance with Rule 37 of the Council's Provisional Rules of Procedure, I invite the representative of Burundi to participate in this meeting. It is so decided. The Security Council will now begin its consideration of item 2 of the agenda. Members of the Council have before them document S-2014-96, the text of a draft resolution submitted by France. I wish to draw the attention of Council members to document S-2014-36, the report of the Secretary General on the United Nations Office in Burundi. I shall put the draft resolution to the vote now. Will those in favour of the draft resolution contained in document S-2014-96 please raise their hands? The result of the voting is as follows. The draft resolution received 15 votes in favour. The draft resolution has been adopted unanimously as Resolution 2137. 2014. I now give the floor to those members of the Council who wish to make statement after the vote. I give the floor to the representative of the United States.
Thank you, Madam President. First, please allow me to extend my government's deepest condolences to the government and the people of Burundi for the tragic loss of life and property as a result of the flooding and landslides in Bujumbura this week. Our thoughts and prayers are with the victims and their families during this difficult time. Madam President, Burundi has made considerable progress since its years of civil conflict came to an end. The United States has been and remains one of Burundi's strongest partners, particularly as Burundi has become an exporter of peace and security through its deployment in international peacekeeping and stabilization missions. While acknowledging this significant progress in peace, stability, and development, the current political stalemate and heightened tensions point to a continuing need for the United Nations office in Burundi to maintain a presence to continue to help consolidate peace, democracy, and national reconciliation. Last year's media law, the recent dismissal of the first vice president, and constitutional amendments proposed threaten the delicate power-sharing arrangements that have enabled Burundi's progress since the Arusha Accords were signed in 2000. The United States strongly supports BNUB's mandate and the work of the SRSG as crucial to Burundi's continued progress in fully establishing democratic governance and ensuring stability. The government's continued partnership with the UN mission and the SRSG, as well as the international community more broadly, will be increasingly important in the lead-up to the 2015 elections, when inclusive political dialogue and compromise will be required of all political leaders and parties. We welcome the Burundian government's call for a UN presence through the entirety of the electoral process. We see this mission as playing an important good office's role as a confidence-building and diplomatic incentive, and look forward to its independent assessment of the overall political and technical conduct of elections. We urge the government not to attempt to go at it alone through this crucial and sensitive electoral period, but to welcome the partnership and support of the international community through this UN presence. We look forward to the UN Secretary General's regular reporting to the Council in this regard, including on the agreed-upon benchmarks. The United States looks forward to continuing to work with the government and people of Burundi as a partner in the country's peace, stability, and development. I thank you.
Merci, Madame.
Thank you, Madam President. Madam President of the Security Council, ladies and gentlemen, members of the Security Council, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. It is a great honour for me to address myself to the Security Council on behalf of the government of Burundi, and on my own behalf, at the time of the adoption of this resolution on the UN office in Burundi, which will determine the future for our cooperation with the United Nations. The dividends of peace, which Burundians are savouring today, are the fruits of the common efforts of Burundians together with the international community. Madam President, on the 28th of January 2014, in this same room, the government of Burundi called upon the international community to take into account the significant progress that had been made by our country in very many areas and expressed the wish to move towards a new framework for cooperation with the United Nations, with BINUB progressively giving its place to the country team of the United Nations in Burundi. Madam President, I'd like to thank all members of the Security Council who, in preparing the resolution, have taken into account the Burundian concerns of national ownership and sovereignty. My thanks are addressed in particular to France for their work in facilitating the process to everyone's satisfaction, and my deepest thanks are expressed because of the great difficulties that were involved in finding a solution. To the delegations who at the beginning were hesitant to support the position of Burundi, expressing some concerns with regard to the domestic political situation, to you I say that I understand your concerns and I very much thank you. I'm sure you only want the best for my country. I would, however, like to reassure you that Burundians have experienced very many long years of conflicts, political ethnic nature, and have decided once and for all to bury the hatchet. The apparent differences amongst politicians in Burundi and in civil society should not worry you unduly, because very often these are political exaggerations that are linked to the democratic learning process. And it's a good thing that the political parties and the private media, trade unions and NGOs are free to express themselves. The state very rarely intervenes, and only in cases of extreme cases to assure public order. Madam President, the decision to close BINUB at the end of the year is the time for a new era of cooperation with the Burundian government. The issues of human rights, protection of civilians, transitional justice, the electoral process, and above all, development are concerns that we hold very dear. And I would like to conclude by thanking you once again for this resolution and inform you that the government of Burundi takes good note of the Security Council's recommendations and that we reiterate our commitment to move forward towards peace building and to cooperate with the United Nations and all other partners to benefit from the various forms of support that we have received and will continue to receive from the international community as we move towards increasing growth and fighting poverty. And I would also like to take this opportunity to inform the international community through this August Council of a disaster that struck my country on Sunday, the 9th of February. Terrible rains floods have led to more than 60 deaths, the majority of them children. Housing and other infrastructure has been destroyed. The government calls for international solidarity in order to help us face this humanitarian crisis. Thank you.
Statement. The Security Council has thus concluded the present stage of its consideration of the item on its agenda. The meeting is adjourned.